This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour on the DJD program. How do you do? Most of the time, when we think about our lives, when you think about your family, when you think about your dreams, you think about your problems, do you really understand what your thinking is all about? Do you care about others? Do you care about yourself? I think this is a very interesting time. I find myself thinking about a lot of things as I mature that I didn't think about before, desires, but I think we all have them. We have concerns, we have dreams, we have fears, we have hopes, and many of the stories that we tell here on the DJV program are all about those dreams, those hopes, the things that we can use to learn from, maybe make us better. If you consider yourselves a leader, do you, Jennifer, do you consider yourself a leader?
Yes.
Yeah. How about you, Victoria?
Well, I don't know how many people I lead, but sure.
Yeah, why not? Kara? I would consider you all leaders. That's why I'm asking you that. Kara, you consider yourself a leader?
Sometimes. I don't know. It's not something I normally think about.
I mean, not a program. None of us are followers, let's put it that way.
No, and but that's the thing. I want to have people, I want to have, as we associate the things that we talk about here in the air about others and ourselves, think about ourselves as leaders. I think that's a good thing to do because we actually are leaders of thought. What do they call this? When you get newspapers and magazines, it's addressed to influencer. I always get a kick out of that. I get People magazine and addressed. It wasn't my name. It was influencer at my street address, which I always, that is kind of a cool thing. Speaking of that, Warren Buffett. Say it again, Doug. Warren Buffett.
I love when your East Coast comes out.
Yeah, Buffett, yeah. Has called cryptocurrency a gambling device with lots of fraud. He said it's not investing, it's a real problem. So a kid named Justin's son is trying to change Warren Buffett's mind. He has bid $4.5 million in the annual eBay charity auction to have lunch with Warren Buffett. He has not shared when the lunch will be, but he tweeted that he has confirmed the lunch. Buffett has accepted. The location will be a place called Smith & Walensky. It's a big restaurant, isn't it, in New York?
Where, yeah. Smith & Well, there's one in Vegas. There's one in Boston. It's a chain.
Anyway, Mr. Sun told some finance people his goal for the lunch is, quote, to be able to bridge between the cryptocurrency community and the traditional investors. That's a pretty tall order, and I guess this guy knows that. He said, quote, might be unrealistic to try to convince Buffett in just 3 hours to buy cryptocurrencies, but we want to show him the recent progress of cryptocurrency. As far as I can tell, cryptocurrency is like being on a seesaw. A roller coaster, up and down and sideways. And Victoria, you've known more about this than anybody else that we've talked to on the air.
Yeah, I lost money with it.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, not a lot. I took like $200, and when I sold my old iPhone, I figured, I was like, you know what, I'll just try. So I bought some Litecoin, and it fluctuates a lot. It goes
What's
up and
Litecoin?
Down.
What is
Litecoin? Well, Bitcoin is the biggest. That's the most commonly known. Then there's Ethereum and Litecoin. Probably the top three are Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin. So Litecoin was cheaper, and so that's why I bought it. And it was all over the place. It bounced around for 9 months, and then I finally cashed out and lost $40. Not that exciting. I wouldn't do it again.
Is this me? And you can attack me if you want to attack me. But I see this fellow as a... Well, you might when I say what I'm about to say. This fellow is a Chinese kid. And I wonder if not, you know, we all are mistrustful of the Chinese. Do you think cryptocurrency is something that in maybe reality or maybe
I don't think of cryptocurrency as being specific to one nationality.
No, but did it start there, and is there
I don't think it's a scam. I don't think it's like a based on scam. I just think it's so early on. I think there are a lot of people who are hoping this was the next big thing, and I just don't think that it is.
There are so many people, you know, American, young American guys who have gotten behind this from, they don't go to college, this is what they did, and they got in on the early parts of cryptocurrency. The problem is that when you sell it, you can't do anything with that money. It's like marijuana and federal regulations. You can't put that money in a bank, and it's the same thing with cryptocurrency. So you can trade it on all of these different platforms, but a lot of guys have made a ton of money, and basically the IRS has not figured out yet how to tax on those profits. So there are a lot of people sitting with a lot of cash just not paying taxes.
Fellow who runs a radio program. It's on 40 or 50 stations, and half of their business model, I saw him last Friday at the Talkers Convention, half of their business model has been selling and promoting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and frankly, they've made a lot of money. He approached me last year about doing it on this program, and I didn't really, I don't like to get into something I don't understand. And I honestly don't understand it, so I stayed away from it, and he asked me
again. A lot of people have made that mistake.
Made the mistake of staying away because they don't understand.
No. They've made the mistake of jumping in and not having a clue, and they put in a lot of money, and, you know, and one of Lewis's friends, who also doesn't know anything about this, he jumped in with a lot of money and lost, you know, a couple thousand dollars that he really shouldn't have even gambled with.
Right, yeah, right. I don't see...
This is the new version of like the 90s day traders, when people would just, you know, sit at home and trade online all day long. If you if you have that kind of time, then cryptocurrency is for you. Yep.
Right. Yeah. It is. I know a couple people who became. I know a woman who lives in San Diego who became a day trader, made a ton of dough, made $10 million in 1 year, as she goes in the morning early and gets online, gets up with the market and. Works for 2 or 3 hours and buys and sells and stuff, done very well. You got to know.
There are reports, though, of people trading cryptocurrency, and they make $10 million in a day. And so that's and those types of stories, that's what lures in the general population.
Where do I sign up for that? I want to make $10 million today, too.
Right, exactly. Right. Who doesn't?
Right. Jennifer, you want to make $10 million bucks today?
Yeah, let's go.
How are we going to do that? I'll have to figure out something to do other than radio.
Do you have an in on something?
Yeah, but I want to know what's in with you in the first big story of the hour other than crypto.
Well, maybe if you're struggling with a little bit of weight, specifically speaking to the ladies in our audience, keeping light on while you sleep, such as light from a television or a bright nightlight, has been linked with the increase of weight gain and obesity. They're saying if you sleep with the television on or if you sleep with light on in the room, that was associated with gaining 11 pounds over a 5-year period among women in a new study published in the medical journal JEMA, the Journal of Internal Medicine, of course, on Monday. There was a 17% chance of gaining weight after they adjusted the factors that women were sleeping with in the room. 22% of women who slept with lights on had a chance of becoming overweight, and 33% of those had a chance of becoming obese. So over half the women were affected by the light in the room. This can come from all sources. We immediately think of television, people who sleep with their TVs on. There's a lot of people who do that, or maybe sleep with the light on. But there's also a lot of other light sources in the room, whether it's a cable box, maybe it's a cell phone that sits too close to the bed, maybe it's an alarm clock that's too bright. It seems that these lights are really having an impact on the overall health and well-being of women who sleep with them. So if you're looking at losing a little bit of weight, obviously you have to go through all the same steps of eating less and exercising, but you may want to look at your sleeping data. Now, I'm no doctor, but I do know that for a couple of reasons that if you aren't getting into that fourth stage of sleep, into that REM sleep, you get more stressed out. You have more cortisol in your system. You get more belly fat. You also might feel tired during the day, which means that you're going to snack and get kind of munchy throughout the afternoon. That helps pack those pounds on. They're saying if you can't make a darkened environment, that the best thing to do was to sleep with one of those little cute sleep masks on, you know, the little eye masks that you put over, because you want no light to get in your way while you're sleeping. That's the most, I guess that's the best case scenario for a lot of women who are looking at getting the best possible night's sleep.
Wow. This is such a true story. This, for me especially, I am so sensitive to light, and our bedroom is just a complete blackout. And it, whenever we stay in a hotel or if we're staying at a friend's house, we have the routine before we go to sleep. We take t-shirts, whatever we have to do, and we cover every source of light. If it's the, like you said, the cable box or an alarm clock or whatever, towel under the door if there's light coming in from the hallway. If I have any light, that wakes me up more than sound or, you know, anything else. I can sleep through pretty much anything else, but it's the light that wakes me up immediately. And if I can't go back to sleep, then the next day I just crave carbs all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't take care of yourself, get enough rest, you won't have the strength, the will, the courage, the energy to take on the challenges of being a high-performing person, and you won't be your best self. So the recommendation, the advice from Jennifer, Victoria, me, all of us here, is to get enough rest. Sometimes it's harder to do than, you know, you think it might be. I've begun to really focus on going to bed at 10 o'clock, and that's something that you got to do, because you'll sound better, you'll be better. We'll all be better off. 18 after here on the DJV program.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache, like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Huh?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm dropping these quarters in the jukebox, not stop playing every King George song.
Music time on the DJV program with Granger Smith turning up. He's using tragedy to help youngsters. Big country singer Jennifer shared the worst news a parent could. His youngest son, 3-year-old River Smith, had died from drowning in their backyard swimming pool. We were talking about that earlier with our friend Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. People putting in their swimming pool, it's got to be sure you protect that pool, know who's in it. Ty and his wife issued a statement saying, quote, following a tragic accident, despite doctors' best efforts, he was unable to be revived. Amber and I made the decision to say our last goodbyes and donate his organs so that other children will be given a second chance. It was a decision the family made during what was certainly the worst day of their lives. And yet the decision they made was certainly the best news for other families waiting for organ donations, small enough for their own babies and toddlers. Last year, who knew this? 1,895 children got transplants. Yeah, who even thinks about youngsters like that age getting?
I think it's a great thing they did, though. If you have a loss, think about how you can keep your kids' memory alive.
Keep the kids alive, yes, right. While the numbers of transplants are increasing, still so many children who are waiting, so many who die before they get the transplant. This is really something. It's a wake-up call. There, as a matter of fact, now 2,000 children on the national transplant waiting list. 25% of those children are under 5. Most children ages 1 to 10 waiting for a kidney, a liver, or a heart. So Granger Smith's family now offering a River Smith tribute shirt in River's favorite color with a yee-yee excavator on the front. Said River's favorite thing to do is watch excavators scoop up dirt, to Granger Smith said. All the proceeds from the shirt will go to the Dell Children's Medical Center in Austin, Texas, where River was cared for before he passed away. What a damn tragedy that is. Good God. Imagine, put yourself in that position. Nobody wants to. It's really... So, good for him, though, making something sauerkraut into something sweet. And keep the memory alive. Positive, 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 positive. All right, next up here in our musical spotlight on the DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, go back to February of 1995, country singer Ty Herndon releasing What Mattered Most, love song about a woman. By May of 95, the single hit number one on the Hot Country chart. So now, 20 years later, Herndon is re-releasing this single with a couple of updates. He came out as gay a couple of years ago this year to coincide with Pride Month. He's re-releasing this hit with updated lyrics, so all previously female pronouns in the song have been changed into male pronouns. But for Herndon, the re-release process has meant much more than simply swapping out the words. He decided to revisit his hit, partially on based on sentiments that he heard expressed by young would-be country listeners. When I go to speak to children, I hear this all the time. They say, especially the LGBT kids, we really want to like country music, but we don't think country likes us. There's something to be said for that. I wonder if we haven't, though, been unfair. I think my first thought would be, yeah, people who like country music, not exactly fans of the gay lifestyle. But maybe because there are so many things changing in our country, this is one of the things that is changing. Am I right on that, Jennifer? You think you're a country fan?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the country music world doesn't necessarily care about whether or not what your sexuality is, so your sexual preference. I think that while it's a big move to come out in such a big way, there were a lot of people who knew this about him. What brought Ty Herndon's career down in 1995, shortly after this song came out, he was a hit machine. He was on the rise, but he got arrested as part of a sex and drug scandal. He was charged with indecent exposure, and he had drug possession charges.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A comedian and political satirist goes before Congress with an urgent plea. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Comedian Jon Stewart scolded Congress for failing to ensure that a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart wasn't happy with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicted the bill will pass with overwhelming support.
Reports are the suspected trigger man in the shooting on Sunday of former baseball superstar David Ortiz is in custody in the Dominican Republic. The alleged getaway driver was arrested right after the shooting. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh boy.
Well, to pull back the curtain a bit, at the bottom of every hour, you come racing back out of breath and usually eating something. So we just know what to expect now.
And then we get about 30 seconds in and Doug is...
So. He can't breathe, he can't talk, he can't swallow.
I was eating a piece of chocolate fudge that I got yesterday. It was really good. Thank
Breakfast
you very much
champions.
For... giving me that intro. The DJD Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. All right, the story of Chad Albright is worth some time. Chad Albright was a college student. He went to college in Pennsylvania, grew up in Pennsylvania, got out of college. He had a $30,000 student loan to pay off. His family had convinced him borrowing money for college was a good idea, sound financial decision. And so he went with it, signed on the dotted line, and when he got out, he owed 30 grand. He couldn't find a job. And he couldn't find a job. And he couldn't find a job. and he was expected to make a $400 loan payment every month. But he had no money, no sustainable income, no job prospects. He said college ruined his life until he decided to, after reading books about the American dream, he decided that he would take his dream to China. So he bought a one-way ticket to China 11 years ago. Again, his bill was $36,193. And he went to China. He used his English to start teaching Chinese students how to speak English. Been there 10 years ago, found somebody else over there doing the same thing. And that's how he has lived his life. So, what does that say? That story. What does it say to you, Jennifer? Just out of curiosity, what Mr. Albright said, he couldn't find a job here, so he went to China.
I think it's pretty sad. Everybody walks a different path in life, but it is very hard for me to believe that he couldn't find a job in the United States.
Right,
he
could work at McDonald's, he said.
Right, that he could find better circumstances in China, of all places, in a communist nation. So yep. To me, it seems a bit like there's something doesn't pass the smell test in all of this. It doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense. I haven't heard a lot of people who are pursuing the American dream of capitalism going to a communist nation to get there. It just doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Victoria, what's your take on a story like this?
Yeah, I mean, for me, the last resort, it wouldn't even be a last resort for me to go to China.
I wouldn't want to do it.
It wouldn't even, I don't even, I'd
rather
I take
be
the bullet.
Broke.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I don't know. I agree with Jen. Something sounds a little, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Pennsylvania, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, grew up in Pennsylvania. What about you, Karen?
It's weird.
What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I think he has a point that I was just reading the article, and one of the things...
By the way, he went to Millersville University. Go ahead.
One of the things that he says is that when he grew up, he was kind of led to believe that going to college is what you were supposed to do, and then you would get a job afterwards. And I think for a lot of generations, that is true, that you went to college, and then after, you were kind of guaranteed a job. That is not the case anymore, not even close. And I think people think student loans are the responsible or... the normal thing to do, and that nobody really explains what student loans are when you're in high school applying for colleges. And if you don't have parents that went to college, then they can't really explain it to you either. And then you graduate college and you have a ton of loans and you don't know what to do. Now, would going to China be my solution to getting a job? Probably not. I don't know if he applied to different jobs all around the country, but paying for a flight to China is pretty expensive. I don't know if he had a job before he went over there, but
no,
I can't imagine there was a guarantee. So it just, I don't know, maybe he was a dude who was online and there were a bunch of Chinese girls that were into him and that's why he went over there. But I can't understand why out of all places that you would go, that you would go to China. It's just a pretty far away. And then if you go over there and don't get a job, you're kind of even more screwed, aren't you? I don't know.
And is the moral of this story, is he a millionaire now? Is
no.
Okay,
but he's got a job. And somebody in his life, and he likes living in China. And
well,
he likes.
For him, then.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The population's a little too high here anyway.
Yeah. I like Victoria's punctuation on Zoom. Oh, and her voice drops off like you're dropping off over a cliff. And then she'll have that laugh, that chuckle. And we know it's time then to move on because the final pronouncement has been made. All right, so Victoria, take us down a different street, would you please?
Sure. Well, let's go to New York City. There is an update on that helicopter crash that happened on Monday, and the pilot who has been identified, his name is Tim McCormack, he died in the crash, and this is when he crash landed on top of a building in Times Square. And so now the FAA has started their investigation. They have a few things right away that they're pointing to as possible causes. He did not have the instrument rating that you need to fly in bad weather, so he was not certified to do that. That requires 100 hours or more of additional training on top of basic pilot training, and it helps pilots learn to fly without any visual reference, so they only use the instruments. And so it's essentially, it allows you to fly blind if you're in clouds or heavy fog, and he did not have that certification.
At the airport, when there's no visibility, they use the instruments.
Yeah, and you have the direction of air traffic control telling you what to do and things like that. And he didn't have he didn't have that certification. Now Monday, the visibility was at 1.25 miles. In the city, that feels like even less, because in the city, especially on Monday, when the fog was so heavy, you couldn't see the tops of the buildings, and you really couldn't see down an avenue. So he took off. And he said that he crashed 11 minutes into the flight. When he initially took off, he believed that he had a 5 to 7 minute break in the weather. And so that's when he said he was going to do it. He radioed back to the heliport, though, that as soon as he got up in the air, that he needed to return. And that was the last communication that they got from him back at the heliport.
He didn't know where he was. He couldn't figure out where he was. He had no instrument rating. He couldn't see anything.
Yeah. The weird thing about this, though, is that he flew around Battery Park, which is the most southern part of Manhattan, where the Statue of Liberty is. So he flew around that way, up the west side, and then he cut into, somewhere in the 40s, he started veering towards Midtown Manhattan. I don't understand why he didn't just follow the river back around the other way to the East River, it's easy to just go right back down where you were and avoid all the buildings. So there are a lot of questions. Unfortunately, we'll never know the answer, because that was the last time that he had checked in with air traffic control. So
pretty tough. Imagine, but the building, the fact that he was in a helicopter that rode over, that could have gone into the side of a building. And
it could have been so much worse.
Mess. Up next, we focus on food here on the DJV program.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile, and they even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So, download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Are we all ready to eat well this summer? That's an oxymoron here. Eating well does not necessarily go with the summer when you consider how much food is cooked outside. But is it all bad? The editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, Jesse Price, is here with us to talk about what we ought to, maybe some of the tips that she has from her perch as to eating well and still enjoying the things that go with summertime. Nice to have you here, Jesse. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, summer, I have to say, really is all about eating well, because it's farmers market season.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You live up in Vermont, where I live in Massachusetts, and a lot of people around the country that are listening. We have a lot of listeners in the areas of the country where farming is first and people live in rural America. So they know about what you are speaking, although I think now there are more farmers markets almost anywhere and everywhere, aren't there, than there used to be?
Yeah, so in the last 25 years, the number of farmers markets has gone from about 23 or 2,500 to over 8,000 across the U.S. So it is definitely not a rural just a Midwestern thing or anything. I mean, farmers markets are everywhere. Absolutely. It's everyone is into them these days, and that's good news, for eating well, for sure.
So you've written a book, Eating Well Vegetables. You organize vegetables from A to Z. Let's get a little summary or a syllabus of that book.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that book was so fun to work on. And it was something that I pitched to our publisher. I said, how about, you know, a reference book all about vegetables? Because vegetables, you know, are kind of the absolute core of our messaging around what is healthy. We always say, you know, if we can just get people just to get excited about vegetables and eat a little more produce, they're probably going to be healthier. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually really simple. Just that one small step can improve almost all of our diets. So we pitched the book, the publisher liked the idea, and we were thrilled. So it's arranged A to Z, as you said. Each vegetable has its own chapter, and it has information like, you know, the sort of background information about the vegetable, how it grows, where it came from, what kind of cuisine it's used in. Then we have basic, you know, shopping advice, prepping advice, storage advice, really basic, you know, how to cook it, just like how to roast it, how to grill it, how to steam it. But then we, each chapter also, of course, has full-blown recipes for that vegetable.
All right. So you also advise be your, I was going to fall for the trap, BYOB, but the B here doesn't mean booze. It means bag. All right. How's that? This is good environmental advice.
Oh, yeah, that's right up my alley. So when you go to the farmer's market, I would say absolutely bring your own bags. That is good for the environment, but it's also good for the farmer. So one of the farmers we talked to for this story in the magazine right now that's all about how to crush the farmer's market like a pro, that farmer told us that last year he spent $4,000 on shopping bags for the farmer's market. So that can have a real impact on a farmer's bottom line. So absolutely bring your own bags. I would also say, you know, speaking of the farmer's bottom line, bring cash. Most farmers today at the farmer's market will accept credit cards, but if you can pay with cash, you're putting a couple extra percentage points in their pocket, and that's good for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. I'm a farmer. I don't know if you knew that, if you were told. I'm a dairy farmer.
No.
I'm just being a broadcaster. And I have I have an ice cream farmer's market on my farm. You can go to eastleyfarm.com and see what goes on my farm. But it's we mix the cows and the animals there with ice cream. And yeah, there are. It's interesting how people. And the reason I brought it up is because we just started to take credit cards. And I thought, oh, this is going to be kind of a pain. But it hasn't been. It's just that a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. So that's something. But I do think, in recognition of what you just said, the farmers need as much cash. And this year especially, it is going to be horrendous because of the weather.
Yeah.
I was just talking, I haven't been able to get anything in the ground really to start growing until just recently. So this is going to affect what you find at the farmer's market and what you pay for it. But I think you've done a fabulous service here. If you go to eatingwell.com, Eating Well Magazine's website is eatingwell.com, you can take advantage of all the work that Jesse has done, not only the books, but the magazine, understand how to work the farmer's market, what really is fresh, what really is local, and then, you know, there are a few people coming to town from someplace else that probably are not worth as much time as the locals. But there's all kinds of great ways to find the right food and to cook it well. This is a great job, Jesse. Congratulations on your work. Eatingwell.com. Jesse Price here on the DJB Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Visit with Warren Eckstein. ThePetShow.com is his website. The Pet Show is his radio program. The Pet Show is his life. Dogs, cats, animals, and Darlene. They're all his. They're all part of his life. And it's important for us to get into some of the things that affect the lives of our pets and our lives as well. There's a study out today, Warren. I wonder what your comment is. The bottom line is that dogs can smell fear. They can sniff out the truth. They can recognize someone who is lying. I wonder how that happens. What is there about dogs that makes them so good at picking, you know, the dogs that can sniff out cancer in people? So how does that work?
Well, you know, that was my specialty, teaching dogs to sniff out narcotics and bombs. That's what I specialized in for many years in Europe. So the bottom line is a dog's sense of smell, the olfactory of a dog, is approximately 300,000 times better than ours. But here's the big difference. If Doug is cooking spaghetti sauce, I walk in the room and I smell spaghetti sauce. If the dog walks in the room, it smells the garlic, the onions, God knows, whatever you put in separately. So they differentiate those odors. That's how they sniff out drugs. And I trained the first dog to detect a seizures in a woman in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact, that had epilepsy before it was even a thing to do. So their incredible sense of smell, and they pick up on changes, and changes really affect them. So, for example, when you're training dogs for a guard dog, for example, you have what's called an agitator. This is a man who has to really work himself up, start sweating, and change his whole body language, and that the adrenaline in the body changes, and the dog picks up on that, knows there's something wrong, and goes after that person. So the same thing happens with a person that's lying. When a person lies, their heartbeat increases, their adrenaline increases. So there's no doubt in my mind that if a dog reacts to someone in a different way, automatically I assume either they're lying or there's something about that person that I'm not going to like either. So I always take my dog's reaction as the gospel when it comes to how I'm going to judge a person as well.
You know, that's how a lie detector works. And so this seriously, that's how the pulse and other things that's what the machine reads. So
yeah, but you don't have to plug a dog into the But no. It's amazing, and you know what?
People often say
to me, you know, if you're in a situation, who do you trust? And you know, I've been in situations, life and death situations, many times with certain dogs that I've worked with, and the bottom line is, I've always trusted the dog, okay? Because there's no facade, there's no second guessing, they react instinctively. So trusting the dog is important. So if a salesman comes to my house and he's trying to sell me insurance and my dog doesn't like him, he's right out the door.
All right, get rid of that. So I think I said something a couple of weeks ago when Daisy got squirted by the skunk, right? Did I talk to you about that?
I don't think you mentioned the skunk squirting to me.
I did not mention that. All right. Well, I think I did tell the story on the DJV program, but I may not have told you that we were out for our nightly walk, and I don't keep her on a leash, or I didn't, but I do now. And she's, you know, whatever the bulldog sense in her that wasn't let loose when she was in the cage for 2 years as a breeding machine, she now, because she's found her way around the farm, she loves it, runs around. You know, she couldn't even walk when I got her. And so over in the shadows in the bushes, she sees something. And so she tears out after it and chases it into the shed next to the bushes. And I'm running after her because I see in the light on the shed, I see the white stripe of a skunk. I haven't seen a skunk on the farm. I can't tell you the last time I saw a skunk. So she chases the skunk in to the shed, and of course the skunk squirts her right between the eyes. So and she's kind of shaking her head, and she's disoriented, and she's trying to figure, I'm trying to get her out of there. So I reach in and pull her out. Damned if the skunk didn't squirt me too. So yeah, you laugh. I can still smell. She's been to every bath. She's had every kind of thing that you can imagine. And I still can't get the... I mean, it's not as bad, but she still, especially when she gets wet, smells like a skunk.
They always tell you to use tomato juice.
I did that three times.
Tomato juice
and baking soda, hydrogen peroxide, and milk.
I've been sprayed by skunks a few times in my life, Doug. Let me tell you, it wears off when it wears off. I mean, just stay away from people.
Thank you.
No matter how many times you bathe, it's going to be there.
It's not on me now. I had to admit, she hit my pants right where my wallet was, and my wallet smelled pretty bad for a while. But she still has that, and I'm giving her a bath. I'm going to give her one more bath. I brought her the groomer. Man, we did everything, but... You're just saying it's going to take a while.
The skunk smell is one of those things that's, you know, it, when the world comes to an end, the one smell we'll all remember is the smell of a skunk.
All right. And only if that cockroach has that smell of a skunk will be all set. All right. Well, you haven't made me feel much better, but at least you're giving us advice. If your dog gets sprayed by a skunk, you've had it for a while. That's basically the bottom line. ThePetShow.com. That's Warren's site for his pet show on the radio. 59 after on the D.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.